and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. At least 240 people were killed in the crash of an Air India flight today. President Trump a short while ago.
Anything we can do. It's a big country, a strong country. They'll handle it, I'm sure. But I let them know that anything we can do will be over there immediately.
Trump also said today he is concerned a massive conflict could occur in the Middle East if Iran doesn't negotiate a nuclear deal.
It could get very serious very quickly.
CBS's Jennifer Jacobs reports talks with Iran are scheduled to take place this weekend in Oman. In Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes retrial, the judge today declared a mistrial on a remaining rape charge. His attorney, Arthur Adelia.
After three trials and 20 women, you have one conviction here. One. So maybe everyone was wrong to put Harvey Weinstein's face on the picture of the Me Too posters that went up all over the world.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammy McCormick.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Senator Baldwin says Wisconsinites will lose health care if the Republican bill passes the Senate. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Senator Baldwin said, quote, Republicans' plan is simple. Cut benefits for working Americans so that the wealthiest Americans and big corporations can get richer. My phones have been ringing off the hook from Wisconsinites who are terrified their health care coverage is on the chopping block, and now we see just how many of our neighbors are in jeopardy, end quote. The Republicans' plan includes changes to the Medicaid program designed to kick eligible Americans off their health care, with a new report showing an estimated 148,000 Wisconsinites would lose their Medicaid benefits. The Republican plan would also allow the Enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, which save Americans on average $700 each year on their coverage, to expire, jacking up the cost of coverage and putting insurance out of reach for over 110,000 Wisconsin families. In Wisconsin, over 1.2 million are enrolled in Medicaid. About one in three children in both Wisconsin's rural and metro communities have Medicaid coverage. Over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care.
There's a DOT meeting in Portage County next week to discuss possible changes to US 10. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is holding a public involvement meeting to discuss options for US 10 from Old Highway 18 to County J. This stretch of road starts near the Quick Trip at the intersection of I-39 and Highway 10, along Old Highway 18 to County J near Custer. The meeting is June 18th at Bannock Elementary School in Stevens Point at 5 p.m. They'll have a brief presentation at 5:15 and an open house format following. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Redbirds come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a four-game set against the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing 6-2 yesterday to the Braves. Rookie right-hander Chad Patrick gave up five runs in his five innings.
I don't know, honestly. It may be a little hesitation for sure, but it was one of those days where it's a little hotter out there. Early on, just felt like I was behind in the counts. And then as we got going, was able to mix in some more breaking balls and changeups. So just one of those days, you know.
NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. NFL, Packers minicamp, Matt LaFleur on why they're taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton at defensive back, the same position Melton's brother Max plays for the Cardinals.
His brother's a pretty good player as well. I just thought that if there is somebody that could potentially do both, he would be that guy.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today, but still making it to mild high temperatures in the mid-70s. Got a feisty east breeze and a chance for showers and some storms, especially this afternoon, continuing into this evening and even overnight as well. And a few more do pop up tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from Shawnee, Wisconsin, where we'll be talking with some of the Democratic Party people locally about living in a red county in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Families arrested in L.A. ICE raids. Turns out there's apparently no detention facilities in Los Angeles for these folks. So they are being confined in basements of office buildings. This is insane. This is from The Guardian today. Manvi Singh writing, as federal agents rushed to arrest immigrants across L.A., they confined detainees, including families with small children, in a stuffy office basement for days without sufficient food and water. The children, the youngest of whom is 3 years old, were provided a bag of chips, a box of animal crackers, and a mini carton of milk as their sole rations for an entire day. Agents told the family they did not have any water to provide during the family's first day of detention. On the second day, all five were given a single bottle of water to share. The one fan in the room was pointed directly towards the guard rather than toward the families in confinement, they told lawyers. No beds, no showers, sleep on the floor. That's pretty grim, but that ain't nothing compared to Gitmo. Trump is now preparing to send 9,000 people to Guantanamo. They're right now running medical vetting on these people to determine if they're healthy enough to survive the trip and you know, be in Guantanamo Bay. This is a concentration camp. I mean, let's be very clear about this. Even during 9/11 times, it was a concentration camp. People did not have access to their lawyers. They did not have the due process that the Constitution requires. I realize in some cases they did, but broadly speaking, a concentration camp is a place. What differentiates a concentration camp from a prison is that concentration camps don't have due process. You can't invoke habeas corpus rights in a concentration camp. You can in a prison. Concentration camps generally exist beyond the law. And that's why I would say that Trump has, you know, is now expanding Gitmo and turning it into a concentration camp for brown-skinned people. And let's be very clear about this. Stephen Miller and Donald Trump's war, I mean, you know, Trump went to speak to the troops, right, at Fort Bragg and had his swag dealers there selling cards that said white privilege cards, right? Issued at birth, expires when you die, right? I mean, it's just obscene. This is what it's all about. It's all about, you know, getting brown people out of this country, terrorizing them, telling them, don't even bother coming here. Oh, we'll take some white people from South Africa, but none of the black people. Thank you very much. And down at Gitmo, I mean, you know, these people are going to be held indefinitely without access to lawyers. Past detainees at Guantanamo Bay faced years of detention, in many cases never seeing a lawyer, never having a trial. Journalists, lawyers, and human rights groups have historically faced major barriers to accessing Gitmo. And because it's outside U.S. jurisdiction, it allows the government to operate in this legal gray zone where there are fewer constitutional considerations. Here are the reasons why people are calling Guantanamo Bay a concentration camp. Number one, mass detention based on identity. Right? It's not that you broke the law. Being in the United States without permission is not a crime. It's a civil offense. It's not a criminal offense. And now, you know, we'll see who they send to Gitmo. But and the second thing is that an awful lot of these people, I mean, they're just desperate for the low-hanging fruit. So what they're doing is you've got people who came here through the proper legal channels, people who showed up at the border and said, I want to claim asylum. Here's my story. They were told, great, here, you know, here's a paper. You have permission to be here in the United States. You have permission to work while you're claim is being processed, and eventually you will either be given permission to stay here permanently, or you're going to have to leave. You know, but a judge is going to determine that. So these people show up for their regular court hearings. That's part of the process of determining whether they can eventually get a green card or even citizenship. And ICE comes in and says, "We're dropping all the charge. You know, we're dropping the whole process. We're just suspending." In other words, they no longer have that claim of asylum. So suddenly they're here without documentation. They no longer have permission to be here, and they get instantly arrested. People who think they're doing the right thing. So anyway, number one, mass detention based on identity. That's a concentration camp. Number two, inhumane conditions. Gitmo, I mean, they're going to have people sleeping outside in tents. In an island where, you know, in the summer, in the Caribbean, during the hurricane season, legal isolation, characteristic of concentration camps, the deliberate use of Guantanamo lets the government evade normal legal protections, and indefinite holding. There's no clear timeline or plan for processing or releasing these people that Trump wants to send down there. This is just wrong. This is not America. Donald Trump is trying to turn our country into Russia. His role model has always been Vladimir Putin, or maybe Adolf Hitler, I don't know. But, you know, according to his first wife, he slept with a book of Hitler's speeches on the bed table next to him. It's the only book he ever read, according to her. Of course, then she fell down some stairs and got buried at Trump's golf course. Tell me there's not anything weird about that. Anyway, you know, when they fall down the stairs in Russia, we know what's going on, right? All right, what's on your mind? Tim in Chico, California. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hi, I wanted to talk to you about a show I heard on NPR about 20 years ago I think you'll be interested in.
Okay.
They had an expert on voting machines on, and he did a compare and contrast to the Nevada Gaming Commission. And they do require that anyone that wants to have a gaming machine in Nevada has to provide their software, non-disclosure agreement. They go over it and make sure that it is on the up and up as much as a gambling machine can be made. And they therefore have never had a leak of that information getting out of the Nevada Gaming Commission, so I see no reason we couldn't do the same with voting machines.
Oh, we absolutely should. If the reports from Lulu Freestad's group are correct, these machines in these swing states and in New York State as well were given a software patch just before the election, and it was called a de minimis patch, which means that they didn't have to disclose what it was or why they were installing it. And now you've got, you know, one county anyway, or one precinct in New York State where Kirsten Gillibrand got thousands and thousands of votes and Kamala Harris got none, which makes absolutely no sense. And in fact, I intend today to reach out to Lula Freestat and just, you know, see if she's around and see if she wants to come on the show and talk about it. This is bizarre stuff. Tim, thank you. That's a great, great point you made. Thank you so much. Rich in Central Woolley, Washington. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Well, you're talking about the state's convention on constitutional convention with your guest the other day.
Yeah.
Victoria. Anyway, she had great ideas, you know, great things going on. But here we are once again playing defense. where is our crew? Where is our, you know, constitutional proposal? Because when they throw theirs out, we got to have an alternate so we can say, look, they're trying to do this. We got a better plan right here. Now let's put them side by side and vote on it. Yeah. I know that you believe the Supreme Court's doing this job for them, but I think they're going to want to go forward with it just to enshrine what they're working on.
Oh, they absolutely are. They're dead serious about it. And I would love to see, you know, constitutional amendments that establish health care as a right, education as a right, housing as a right, food as a right, and voting as a right in the United States, and that reverse Citizens United and say that having money in elections is not a right.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is FDR's, second Bill of Rights.
A move towards a parliamentary system would appeal to a lot of fringe groups. And
I'm not sure it would be a terrible thing. I just don't think that it would ever pass, because I don't think most Americans have any idea what a parliamentary system even is.
Yeah, I just think that it would get our version to pass because it would attract, you know, constitutionalists, libertarians, and folks who want a bigger say in the government than they have right now.
Yeah. Well, just making voting a right, I think, you know, moves and getting big money out of politics moves us in that direction in a big way, in my opinion. Rich, thanks for the call. Spot on.
Where's our panel?
There you go. I get it. I totally get it. 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your thoughts. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Help strike out hunger. The Rafters and United We Can are partnering together for the annual Canned Food Drive, Tuesday, June 17th. Teams are invited to build sculptures out of canned goods at Winterfield. Bring two non-perishable food items to the ticket office May 26th to June 17th to receive a bleacher ticket to any Rafter game. And don't forget to vote for your favorite food sculpture. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Winterfield in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and the United Way Can Drive.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
They told us a story, said it was ours to own. A house, a job, a place to call home. Our fathers and mothers worked their hands to the bone. Believed in a promise, never felt so alone. Now it's the betrayal of the American dream. What we once held high is unraveling at the seams. From the factories to the fields, we're losing ground. While the ones at the top, they just doubled down. The betrayal of the American dream. They've stolen the future, silenced the scream. Unions busted. Just kept low. Millionaires buying out what they don't even know. They talk about freedom, but it comes at a cost. And the soul of a nation is everything we've lost. This is the betrayal of the American dream. What we once held high is unraveling at the seams. From the classrooms to the coastlines, drop shit out while the rich feed the light.
Picking up your calls here, Wayne in Brattleboro, North Carolina? Or is it Brattleboro? Wayne, listen on Sirius XM?
I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm currently in Augusta, Georgia.
In Augusta, Georgia? Okay. Are you a driver?
I'm an over-the-road truck driver.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
So what's on your mind, Wayne?
Well, you were talking earlier. I had my wife look it up. The guy, it looks like that the deal for people putting butts in seats is real, the fillers. But they're paying them in
cryptocurrency.
Trump's coin, cryptocurrency. And my wife looked it up. I had her look it up. And sure enough, the guy that's supplying that's paying the bill, so to speak, is a longtime Trump associate. And so you're being paid in perfectly worthless coin. And what I find amazing about it is that she looked up and we cannot find anybody, not even the Trump store, that accepts it. So you're being paid $1,000 in perfectly worthless merchandise.
Or so-called cryptocurrency. Yeah, I know it's
right,
hysterical,
exactly.
Wayne. And now, by the way, the National Weather Service tells us that there's going to be severe thunderstorms Saturday afternoon and evening in Washington, D.C. So it looks like God's not happy with Trump either.
But you're talking about, you know, what's going on down in Florida and everything. Where they're trying to get the child labor and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking back, I'm only 53 years old. So, you know, we're talking back in the late 70s, early 80s. I remember, you know, back then it seemed like, you know, every kid that was over 12 years old, between 10 and 12 years old, if you weren't out mowing lawns, raking leaves and stuff like that, you know, I remember though at the time we were still able to actually go out and work on the farm. If you were on a farm, it didn't matter because
there's always been an ag exemption in every state,
right,
for family farms. I mean, there's always been that.
But kids, what changed?
Go ahead.
Right, I'm sorry. What changed? What people got to remember? What actually changed? It's the safety issue is what is the biggest changer in the public opinion, was because kids were getting hurt on these, you know, working in these different places.
Yep.
But it's always been, you know, 14 to 16, like you said earlier, you know, working, bagging for, you know, for the elderly and carrying groceries out, stuff like that.
Yep.
14 to 16 has always been able to do that for a few years.
Yeah.
No,
I get that.
But
what DeSantis wants is for these.
I appreciate your time, John.
Thank you, Wayne. What DeSantis wants is for these kids to be able to work more than 8 hours and overnight shifts. I mean, this is crazy stuff. All righty. I got a phone call here from the last four digits are 0418. It says you're calling from Greenfield, Massachusetts. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kip, and
hey,
I'm
Kip.
Calling from West Mass, and I have a comment and a question.
Sure. You're calling from where? I'm sorry?
Western Mass.
Western Massachusetts. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So what's up?
I would like to propose a AOC, either Shapiro, Newsom, or Pritzker team for 2028.
I'd vote for it.
But my question is, Trump is on his way to wrecking all the guardrails and just wrecking America. And I don't think our system, political system as it currently exists, provides for a means of, I don't want to use the word eliminate, but removing him from office.
Yeah, stopping or mitigating the damage. I agree. Our political system depends on, is based on the assumption that, generally speaking, people of goodwill who are honoring the law are at the very least going to be president. And instead, we've got a convicted felon in the White House.
I don't think we can wait until 2016.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with it, Kip. Kip, thanks for the call. I got to run.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You probably heard the rumor, you can't regrow cartilage. What if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Louise and I love this product. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Louise puts a scoop in our coffee in the morning. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll have our Courier Newsroom check-in on national stories, plus our Week in Review panel, Dr. Kristen Lierley, and Sports with Mike Clemens.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lakes can have very high levels of bacteria, E. coli, and algae blooms that you do not want to swim in. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains where it comes from and how it can make you sick.
The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin as fertilizer seeps into our water system from farm fields, alongside tons of manure getting washed into our recreational waters, causing major algae blooms to spark. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. And follow advice from officials if the harmful algae is in your water. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds. And people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, but still making it to mild high temperatures in the mid-70s. Got a feisty east breeze and a chance for showers and some storms, especially this afternoon, continuing into this evening and even overnight as well. And a few more do pop up tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, the Wisconsin Policy Forum drops a bombshell report on the impacts of the big, brutal bill in Wisconsin. I'm joined by their communications director, and we break it down.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Excuse me. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You were talking about Rupert Murdoch, and just read a story that there was a secret meeting. J.D. Vance flew to a ranch that Murdoch's owned on the bordering Idaho and Montana, mm-hmm. in these the suburb, you know, two valleys, and it's a big spread with bison, and he flew in there, and, you know, what was he there for? It couldn't be government business, you know.
Well, nobody's really sure. That happened last week, and there are some who are suspecting that was where they were planning on how they're going to basically take down the Blue Cities. You know, how they're going to use ICE and the military, and they were just, you know, pulling together all their, but nobody knows for sure what was discussed. The waiters all signed non-disclosure agreements. The place was, swept for bugs. It's a place where you spend $2,000-$3,000 a night just to have a room. It's one of the fanciest resorts in the world. It's a big question, Jerry.
And the other thing I wanted to mention to you about Florida, just a few things very quickly. I'm sure you've heard about DeSantis said basically, which is in the law now, that you can run over protesters. And then this sheriff down here, Grady Judd, had a press conference with DeSantis, and he's holding up pictures about, well, this is a protest, but this isn't a protest, and we'll meet you with force, and you're going to have a tray in the local jail, we're going to get you, you know, basically threatening people, right, if they decided to exercise their rights. And then in closing, you know, you're aware of the rounding up of people here in Florida at the construction sites, et cetera. And I want to say where I live, Tom, but I'm in a large retirement community, 5,500 plus homes. And I've been here going on 13 years, and I drove around a week ago looking for some workers to do something that I needed done with landscaping. Mm-hmm. And after 20 minutes, I found one guy with a blower, didn't speak English, found someone else working on an irrigation system. I used to drive around my community every two or three blocks, you would see landscaping guys working, mm-hmm. in our community. And I sent out an email to the landscaping company saying I had a dead palm on my palm tree in the front of my house that needs to be removed, and it looks bad. It's dead. Could they? They sent me back an email. It'll be 4 or 5 weeks before somebody comes to do it. Wow. So I got a ladder and did it myself. So that's how bad it is. We used to have hundreds of people here doing the work. We're probably down to a couple of dozen.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. There's a fellow that Louise and I know who has done work on our house. He's originally from Mexico. He actually has a green card. He's here legally now. He's got a family. He owns a house, you know, the whole bit. He has a little construction company. And Louise was talking to him a couple days ago, and he was like, you know, the difference between you and me is that I can leave this country. You got no place to go. And he says, I can go back to Mexico if I really, you know, if it gets really bad. You know, and it's like, whoa, that's a little dose of reality. So anyhow, Jerry, thanks for the story, and thanks for the report from Florida. Thank you. I got a caller here. The last four digits of your number are 7288. It says you're in Des Moines, Seattle, yeah. Washington. Today.
Yeah, that's
Des Moines.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Your first name?
James Sheehan. James Sheehan, Seattle, Washington.
You said James?
Yes.
Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Well, you had a caller call in regarding, and you mentioned Fox News and indoctrinating the military, and I have a different take on it. I was one of the last Americans drafted. I graduated from high school. There was a draft. The year I graduated, they ended it, or they ended the lottery, and the year after, they ended the draft. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't want to be drafted, I served, and some of the best people that I served with were guys that had been drafted, ended up making a career, and I felt it was kind of a melting pot, where, mm-hmm. you know, social, economic.
This is why drafts are a good thing.
I think the draft is a very good thing. I think it doesn't have to be military. There should be national service, and I think our country would be better off, politically would be better off, and the military would be stronger and safer.
I absolutely agree. You know, Charlie Rangel, who just passed away a couple of weeks ago, the congressman from Harlem, passed away in his 90s, as I recall. Charlie used to come on this program all the time. He was a regular on our show 15 years ago. And he's a good guy. And he fought in World War II in Europe and saw combat. And his point was exactly your point, that you don't want a professional military. Professional military, you get one of two things. You either get the dregs of society, you get poor, desperate poor people who are, have no opportunity and no place to go, and so they end up in the military, which is not ideal. Or you get people who are super gung-ho and they just, military all the way. And that could be a little scary, too. And as you pointed out, James, when you have a draft, you get the actual cross-section of society, of the society that is being defended by that military. And when you have a draft, you have a military that is far less likely to participate in coups or overthrows of the government. So
I also want people are out and they've served together. I mean, I served with guys from the South. You know, I grew up in Seattle. I was, in a suburb of Seattle. I was, had a lot of white privilege without realizing it. And I was exposed to all these different people and personalities, and they were exposed to me.
Yep.
And I just think when we all got out, we were all better off.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should bring back the draft. The one caveat I would add is when I lived in Germany in the 80s, the way that they did it, and I think they've changed it now, but the way that they did it in Germany was everybody, after you graduate from high school, you have to serve for 1 year. And you have a choice. You can either go into the military or you can serve that year working at a nonprofit that is not in your town. So everybody had to basically get out of their comfort zone. And the nonprofit that I worked with in Germany, the Salem International is what it was called, in Steinach, we had, maybe a dozen young men there who were doing their draft service. Because it was a community for abused kids, and also there was a hospital associated with it.
They have a national service, and I think, I don't think everyone should necessarily have to go into the military, but that would be an option.
Yeah.
And if they want to opt out, they could certainly opt out and do some type of national service.
Yep, completely agree. James, thank you. You have a great contribution to the program. Appreciate the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
I think two things that people don't understand, and this goes back to Donald Trump saying that I'm going to be the law and order president.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government doesn't have a role in law enforcement because criminal laws, as we've discussed before, 90% of all criminal law is state law.
Or
so
local.
When there's snow, they're burning cars and they're throwing rocks and throwing bottles. The only criminal laws that the federal government may enact, enforce, and defend or prosecute are laws that protect the federal government. So,
or the civil rights of individuals.
Correct. Well, and thus, like when troops were sent to a central high school, right? Because that was defending the Constitution. A Supreme Court order had been rendered, and that's right. But in general, these somebody say, oh, it's a riot. Well, unless the governor of the state requests that, the federal government can't just step. I remember in 1967 in the Detroit riot, and I was there, and you were in Michigan too at the time, as I leading. Yeah. Governor George Romney asked President Lyndon Johnson to send federal troops. And Johnson said, I can't do that unless you're trying to tell me, and you got to convince me that the government of the state of Michigan is being overthrown. And that was far from the case. And it being characterized as the biggest riot in Michigan history is kind of a laugh, because it really wasn't very big. My dad took us down there during the daytime.
It's like six or eight blocks. One of the buildings that got burned down in those riots was the building that I lived in when I was a year old in Detroit.
Yeah. It was about a quarter square mile. It was about a half mile by a half. You could walk around the entire perimeter in a half an hour, leisurely.
Yep.
It was mostly on 12th Street.
Yep.
And it broke out on the early wee morning hours of Sunday, July 23rd, 1967, and it had to do with the fact that in those days the black community would hold their recreational hours late, after hours, after 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. And the Detroit police got to busting these things as flying pigs, is what they were calling them, just selling alcohol without a license.
Right.
And it just got to be an irritant. And then apparently the way this broke out is it was a party for two guys who had come back from Vietnam. And they busted this party, got everybody out on the street, and the owner of the establishment actually admits to having one to throw the bottle at police cars. But my dad took us down there. It wasn't something that was out of hand. There's no way that any federal troops. But the whole idea, and then the other thing that people don't understand is they think that undocumented people are not entitled to constitutional rights or due process. And nothing could be further from the truth. And you look at the Constitution, they think they don't have a right to the Constitution because they're not citizens. The Constitution is written and applies to the federal government. It's a governor on the government.
Right. No, I got it.
Look at the Fifth Amendment.
Paul, one of the Fifth Amendment. Yeah, I'm sorry, we're hitting the break here.
Yeah.
One little fun fact. There has never been, or at least during the 60s, during the period that you and I are talking about, all those riots that were happening all over the country, the so-called race riots, 100% of them were started by police violence. 100% of them. Every single one of them. And it seems like nobody ever talks about that. They just want to blame it on black people. Paul, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
47 minutes past the hour, Senator Padilla was arrested. He tried to call out Secretary Noem. She's holding a press conference, and she's lying to the camera. He's got to point it out. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code THOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
To everyone who believes big flavor makes life better, we've got something special waiting for you at Culver's.
We're introducing something totally new. Concrete mixers and lemon ice coolers made with fruity Skittles Popped. This limited time Skittles Popped mix-in can be blended into our creamy, fresh frozen custard or slow frozen lemonade for a colorful crunch that makes every moment a little sweeter. You don't want to miss this.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole body control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. And get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for the first time for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando, S-H-O-P-M-A-N-D-O.com. Well, shopmando.com. Use that code
Trump
TOM.
Musk in a Twitter war scene. One said, I bought the Senate. The other said, so I bought the man who runs your favorite show. They're punching and posting and flexing their might while the rest of us wonder who shut off the light. Democracy's wheezing in a billionaire fog as Justice Roberts walks his billionaire dog. Who owns America? Is it Bezos, Musk, or Vlad? Who bought the Constitution with a platinum Amex pad? It ain't we the people that ships into a yacht club cage match in a democracy mess. Oh, say, can you see? We've been repossessed. They dropped a bomb called Citizens United. Now Congress is bombed.
3 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Roosevelt in Chicago. Hey, Roosevelt, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. What I want to point out was that the psychological defense mechanism of projection, such as an example, he can't be president because his birth certificate says he wasn't born in the United States. Now, when we look at the Naturalization Act of 1940, the McCarran Act of 1950 and the McCarran-Walters Act of 1952, it's made clear that the ramifications for evading the draft are a stripping of the citizenship. And without citizenship, you can't hold political office. I wonder, has anybody ever pursued that avenue as far as evading the draft? Brooks or Burr Bones or whatever?
I had no idea, Roosevelt. I didn't know that they could strip you. I knew draft evasion was something that they could put you in jail for. I knew people who went to jail for it. And people who fled the country back in the 60s, but I didn't realize they could strip your citizenship. So if we could prove that those bone spurs were phony and I think Craig Unger interviewed him for his book on Trump and Putin. I could be wrong, but, fact check me. But if that doctor could be found, he's probably passed away now. In fact, he's certainly passed away now. But if there's a record of that, pulling Trump's citizenship, that's interesting. Roosevelt, I got to move along, but thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I'm going to have to do a little digging on that. Augusta in Cape Vincent, New York. Hey, Augusta, what's on your mind today?
Hi there, Tom. Hey. Listen, I've been writing to our assemblymen in the state because we need the migrant workers here to help do the dairy farms.
Mm-hmm.
Because New York State stands economically to great wealth. Because Chobani wants to put two facilities here for producing yogurt for the country.
Yeah.
And he's going to need all the milk he can. I have written to the assemblymen and spoken to some of them, and they agree. They think that that's very important. And I said, but not just the green card guy. His family has to be with him, because Hispanic people are very family-oriented. I have also written to several of my friends, and there is absolutely no response on their part. They don't seem to see that this is so important.
Yeah.
This is where our economy will be. If we lose the migrant worker in New York State, our agricultural economy is dead.
Yeah, and not just New York. It's going to happen all over the country. Augusta, thank you. Thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy,
Be a water-ready family this summer and keep your loved ones safe around water. Join the family at the SWC YMCA and learn from professionals how to become a better version of yourself while providing swimming lessons for young ones. The SWC YMCA is offering a summer special. Pay for the summer up front and they'll waive the new membership fee. Invest in yourself and your family and embark on your next summer adventure with confidence.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says an Israeli attack on Iran over Tehran's nuclear program is not imminent, but it could happen. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs at the White House.
There had been some question about whether the Trump administration would actually take part and involve the United States in sort of this military action. The sense I'm getting from my sources is that is not the case.
Trump said today he is concerned about a massive conflict if Iran doesn't negotiate a deal. CBS's Chris Livesay on the Indian Air crash.
India's civil aviation says pilots issued a mayday right after takeoff and lost its signal less than a minute into the flight.
More than 240 people were on board. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem held a press conference in Los Angeles today where Senator Alex Padilla tried to confront her.
To the rioters and to the politicians in Los Angeles.
The half a dozen violent criminals.
He was forcibly removed. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.